block parties. The streets will be closed between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Bands will be playing, kids will be dancing, and all manner of culture will explode into summer. More information is available at www.carfreevancouver.org. And remember, please don't drive to the Car Free Festivals.
Good day, Vancouver, and to outlying suburbs anywhere else across the world. You tasteful listeners have tuned your dials to the right place. This is 101.9 FM CITR, web and podcasting at CITR.ca. This fine show you're listening to is Shameless. The summer season is basically upon us, though technically it doesn't start for another week, but there's nothing wrong with getting your vibe on early. Especially when the weather's this good and there's a festival going on all around town. I'm jealous for all of you out there in the streets right now while I'm cooped up in this radio station, but I'll make the best of it. So when the summer hits, we define it by several things. Most importantly, the music, because this is a radio station after all, but also the movies, and you could say the memories that are up there, but we pretty much define those by the music, so let's go with that. On this edition of Shameless, we're going to toss out a few choice tracks that meet my standards of what a good song of summer is. You might not approve. Your taste in music might be better than mine. So if you've got a certain song you think qualifies better, then by all means pick up your phone and dial 822-2487, which spells out UBC-CITR on your phone, and tell me what you think of that song is. Now on the subject of movies, well, maybe the summer's been iffy. Let's let Star Trek and Up fight it out for the top spot, or maybe Transformers 2, what the hell. Evidently, almost every movie that gets made these days is either a sequel, a remake, or regurgitated from a TV or comic book. They even did another Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3. What's next? And a French Connection remake, a Black Lightning movie. There's a time when a blockbuster summer movie were original. Okay, that's a lie, they're never original, but there was one in particular that came out a certain summer a few years ago onto the scene that made everyone happy. And that song, Cleaning Up the Town, that I started the show off with by the Busboys, was from that very movie I speak of. It is The Ghostbusters, and why I bring this particular feature up is because this Saturday, June 20th, at the Best Vancouver Theater with a Balcony, The Rio on Broadway and Commercial will be the 25th anniversary celebration for that movie. The Ghostbusters, they're going to show the movie on the big screen, the sequel, Ghostbusters 2, a couple episodes of that excellent Rio Ghostbusters cartoon, a symmetrical book stacking contest sponsored by Pulp Fiction Books up on Main Street, and a trivia contest that I might embarrass myself by entering, because you see, this event caters to my innermost nerd, so I just felt the urge to share with you all. So now that I got that out of my system, let's tell you about the show you're going to hear for the next 3 hours. There's going to be a few interviews with a couple summer fun bands, the likes of which are Eve Berlin of The Living Things out of St. Louis and the always fantastic Ashley Ball fronting Hey Ocean from right here in sunny Vancouver, who take the stage at the Car Free Day Festival on the Main Street side of things today. She's also been one of the Care Bears, and I'll be in conversation with her about that for sure, as well as what's been going on with the band of this fine summer that hasn't even started yet. So we're going to pledge on the show with a band that was literally the poster boys and girls for the 2009 Music Waste Festival that took East Vancouver by storm this past weekend. The band is Adjective, and surely you saw them gracing the cover of the previous to newest Georgia Strait news magazine. That's the one before the Russell Peters issue. Their debut EP, I Am Sorry for Your Loss, has been hugely successful, even rocketing to the top of the CITR charts. This band attributes the quality of sound in their record to the production team of Adam Wienendahl and production comrade Kevi Mental of the band Fake Shark Real Zombie. Together they form Do You Love Me Productions, which you can contact on MySpace at myspace.com/doyouloveme productions, and they want you to know that they will produce, engineer, mix, remix, program, and massage your music if you make music into the creature it was meant to be, and they will mold it and form it with the sound and shape your music was meant to take. So with that, let's have some Adjective. I'd like to attribute their success to this very show, but I could say that about a lot of things, like Japa Dog, for instance. Anyway, if you want to experience this band live or want to know when you can experience them again, they will be headlining the weekly Night Shift event at the Astoria on Hawks and Hastings next Saturday, June 27th. From the album I Am Sorry for Your Loss, this is Adjective with Profession on 101 FM, CITR in Vancouver. We're ready to believe you. We'll be right back.
Let me slip back through, and I don't mean to. slip right through it. I don't mean to. But why does everybody slip? You slip right through it. I don't mean to. Is it too soon to say it? Is it too soon to wanna say it to you? Too soon to say it loud. Is it too soon to wanna say it to you? To you. Is it too soon to say it? Is it too soon to wanna say it to you? To you. Is it too soon to say it loud? Is it too soon to wanna say it to you? If it slips right through and I don't mean to.
A veritable load of new songs for you, dear listeners, on the station that is 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on a show that is most definitely shameless. Maybe some of them qualify as a golden song of summer for your 2009? What were they, you ask? Well, we started the set with some of Halifax's own Joel Plaskett off his new triple release, 3. Through and Through and Through was the track, and let it not be said, Mr. Plaskett never goes all out when he does decide to put out a release. Matter of fact, he's playing the Holy Heart Theater out in way over in St. John's, Newfoundland, on June 26th. Following that was some of our own Metric of their new release, Fantasies, the track Sick Muse. And after that, in the middle of that set was some of New York City's own Yeah Yeah Yeahs off their new album, It's Blitz. The track was Dragon Queen. And what you just heard was some of Vancouver's own Hey Ocean off It's Easier to Be Somebody Else. The track was titled Too Soon, a summer hit in all the right ways. And actually, on the way here, I heard that song blaring out my neighbor's window, so I just knew summer is, in fact, upon us. Now, as a Vancouverite, I'm proud to say that Hey Ocean is quite possibly Canada's ultimate summer fun band, and their tour schedule has been absolutely nothing short of relentless, to the point where you could definitely check them out at some point when they come to your neck of the woods. But as for today, they are playing the Car Free Day Festival on Main Street. It's going on all over the city, Commercial Drive, Kitsilano, Denman. But Main Street is where they are at, and CITR is there too. We have a booth on 21st. Hot off the Gibson's Jazz Festival in Gibson's, BC last night, I have with me on the line lead singer and flutist, Miss Ashley Ball of the band Hey Ocean. She's a multi-talented woman doing an interview while riding her bike. You know, in all the interviews I've been reading and all the research I've been doing, I've noticed that whenever someone does an interview with you and your band, you're always somewhere interesting when you're on the line. Either
yeah.
Out in the sea or on the beach or something.
Yeah, we like to mix it up.
And here I was like, where would Ashley be when I call her?
Where would I be?
On her bike.
I got a call the other day, a week or so ago, and I was riding my bike through heavy traffic, and I almost died, but it's cool right now. I'm on the seawall, so it's easy.
That's the best place to be biking right now.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm envious. All right, so first question.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
How am I? I'm good.
Good?
I'm actually with fellow band member Dave Beckingham.
Oh, how's he doing?
Yeah, he's good. He's got the long summer locks going on, and yeah.
I can picture them now blowing in the breeze.
They are. They're remarkable.
Ladies checking him out all along the way.
All over the place. So that's good. We're just, we're doing some rehearsals. We're trying to, we have a new band member that we're trying to find.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're kind of in the process of auditioning for a new drummer, so we've been kind of hitting the rehearsal space a lot, and trying to find the right fit.
What do you look for in a prospective drummer?
They just have to be like really, really good looking. I don't really care if they can drum or not, like as long as they're like, you know, model worthy.
I hear that's how Keith Moon got his job.
You what?
I hear that's how Keith Moon got his job.
Yeah. he's a looker. Someone who can have the right feel and, you know, be somewhat personable and you gotta be cool, and just someone who can work the band and who's like you know, maybe not just a drummer, but someone who's, like, pretty musical and, like, yeah, just wants to commit, so.
Drumming on a bicycle, a good asset to have, perhaps?
Yeah. Any extra skills you want to throw in there? Are you interested? Do you play the drums?
Not well.
No.
I'm pretty good at Rock Band, though, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not much of a looker, though, so I don't know if I'd actually... I'm afraid.
Oh, come on. So, yeah, it's been hard. We're kind of trying to figure out between, like, the three guys right now, so...
Ooh, shortlist.
Yeah, it's weird auditioning people. It's like, what? You really want to play in our band? It's funny.
You didn't make a reality show out of it, either?
No. I don't think it would be very exciting. It's like... boring, or playing the same songs over and over and over.
So how did you and Mr. Beckingham and the rest of the Haitian crew meet?
Dave and I met actually when we were like super young. We met in like grade 5 when he had just gotten back from, where was he? No, he was just about to leave for Kenya. He spent 3 years in Kenya, and we met just before that. Our sisters were like friends from high school, no, from like youth group or something like that. I think they like did some sort of like youth group together, and they like stuck us in the same room one day, and we're like, you guys should date, and we're like in grade 5, and we're like, what? And then we ended up becoming friends like later on, because we went to the same high school, and then just kind of started like playing music randomly together when we lived in we both lived in Victoria, and then we ended up meeting Dave Rattussi, who's our bassist player and other vocalists, and yeah, we just kind of took it from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a standard question. Where do you draw your inspiration for your songs from?
Oh, I guess lots of places. I've written songs, I guess we're on the road a lot, so a lot of our inspiration comes from, like, different places we've traveled to, different experiences we've had on the road. I tend to write, like, about dreams. Like, I've had, like, bizarre dreams sometimes, and, I don't know, all over the place. Just from like, ex-boyfriends to this way, man! It's better! Sorry.
Red means stop.
The Vancouver. We write about Vancouver a lot, and, like, how obviously amazing the city is, and, just BC, British Columbia is where it's at. We just got back, Dave and I actually just got back from Australia, and it was like winter there, and we were just so excited to come back in the summer in BC.
If only you could find a way to tour Canada in the summer and then go down to Australia during our winter and then tour in their summer.
That would be the good life right there, I think. But we're still trying to figure that out. We hopefully will avoid touring Canada in the winter. We're going to go on a tour in the fall, but no more like 30 below touring through that is pretty unbearable.
Once is enough, isn't it?
Yeah, once is enough.
Have you done
shivering in sleeping bags and like full-on like long underwear, trying to keep warm in the van while we're driving because our heater's broken.
It's like a standard rite of passage for a Canadian band, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
At least once.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got to do it.
So, any more?
go ahead. I just saw that there's a bunch of kites going on down here.
Oh, nice.
Very picturesque.
I need to get down there. I'm too cooped up here.
Get out of the office.
I agree.
Yeah.
Doing any festivals lately? Or after now?
We're playing the Gibson's Jazz Festival on Saturday. We're actually going up to Whistler tomorrow and playing at the GLC, and then going from there to Gibson's, and then we're playing just some little festivals. We're playing in Nelson at the festival called Starbelly Jam. Lyrics Born and Holy Fuck, I believe, are playing. And some other Canadian acts.
You'd fit in good with those two, actually.
Sorry?
You'd fit in good between those two, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, it'll be pretty. It's like, there's a bunch of, like, folk acts as well. It's, like, kind of all sorts of music, so I'm stoked to go to Nelson in the summer. And then we're playing at a festival out east called Sunseeker. I think it's sister's name John. I'm not totally sure, but we're kind of trying to focus on writing a lot right now, for like our new album, and just trying to find this fourth member who's key.
So about this this new album, how much of it have you got set so far?
We've definitely written, I think, the majority of it. We have, like, we write a lot when we're on the road. I think I don't know if it's that normal for bands to do that, but we tend to write a lot when we're traveling. So we've been, just working on different songs and stuff when we've been on tour, the last tour that we just finished, and we were in the States a little bit. We've got, like, most of the material, I think. We just did some demos, and we're just trying to figure out, working with the right producer and stuff. So, I guess, yeah.
So between your first two albums, your second album was kind of more, I don't want to say dark, but it was kind of more morose or more, not quite as incredibly upbeat as the first album. Will the third album be more like that or more Return of the Jedi to Empire Strikes Back?
I think it'll probably be a mix. I mean, I think there's, I don't think we can help writing like upbeat, happy music. It's just kind of like in us. There's like some darker songs. We just finished writing a song today about a guy trying to commit suicide, jumping off of a boat. But it's like, it kind of turns into a happy song at the end. There's like a bunch of new songs that I think will turn out pretty well, I hope, and just sound like us, you know? That's all we're trying to sound like us, I suppose.
It's a good sound. It's very consistent.
Huh, sometimes. we've heard differently, for sure. Just people, different critics and stuff.
Yeah. I have an interview, buddy.
Sorry, Dave. We're trying to ride to a friend's house, and we don't know where we're going right now.
I interview.
Sorry.
How's Beckingham doing over there?
Yeah, he's getting frustrated with me because I'm on the phone while I'm biking. We've just heard from different, critics or whatever, like, oh, you guys need to, pick a genre or whatever. But I think as long as we just keep writing, just all together, and I still think we'll have no problems with sounding like us.
Genre busting is far more interesting.
Yeah.
I got to admit.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if I were to give a review, I'd say your music reminds me of the music to the Raccoons. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
The music at the end?
Cheryl Schneer, the like weird guys with the long.
Those aardvark dudes?
Oh, the aardvark, yeah.
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 That music at the end of the show, to me,
how
always.
How did that go? I'm trying to think of it.
Well, I could sing a few bars, but I'm a pretty bad singer.
Do it.
Maybe I'll throw on a YouTube or something. Speaking of cartoons, I've been dying to ask you or bring up that you've been in a movie in a cartoon.
I've been in a couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
One in particular really caught my attention.
Yeah.
As Oopsie Bear in the latest or one of the latest A Care Bears movie.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Oopsie Bear. It's my secret life apart from the band. I do the voiceover work.
How did that gig ever come about?
I actually went to school for I went to performing arts school. And I started, I kind of wanted to, act or whatever, and I just kind of got picked up by an agent after that, after school, and then just started auditioning and just getting into the whole animation thing. So, yeah, it was kind of, a lucky break, but, I've worked pretty consistently in Vancouver for the last, 4 years, and, being cartoons.
It seems like a lot of fun.
It's a pretty fun job, yeah. It's pretty good. It's been tricky over the last little while, just because we're touring more and we're kind of just break out of Canada and do more touring in the States and stuff. It's kind of been a little complicated juggling my voiceover life and music life. I've had to jump ship a couple times, some of the long drives, from I don't know, Montreal to Halifax or whatever. I had to fly back and do a voiceover gig and then fly and meet the guys in Montreal or little things like that, just jumping around, kind of jet setting. But
crazy.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy over the last little while. But
were,
I've
you,
been, somewhat managing it, I guess.
Were you a Care Bears fan back in the 80s?
I was obsessed with the Care Bears. Like, if I could, like, go back in time and, like, tell my 3-year-old self that I was going to be a Care Bear when I was, like, you know, like, 23, I would freak the fuck out. I'd probably poo my pants. I'd be so excited.
Origin of Oopsie Bear, right?
I had a huge Care Bear collection. I think I had all of them. And I was just obsessed. So it was really exciting when I found out I got the part.
I like Good Luck Bear, but he was the only one that I ever had.
Good Luck Bear?
Yeah.
I was a big Sunshine fan, the yellow one with the
sun
sunshine on his tummy. Yeah.
He had all the good lines. Good Luck Bear never did anything. I was kind of bummed about that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I should let you go, I'm sure.
Oh, no
worries.
Get
to your place.
I'm cool. We just able biked up ahead. I'm cool.
Abandoning you?
He's abandoning
crazy. Well, any parting thoughts? Any best moments on stage so far you'd like to share?
Best moments on stage? There's been some funny ones. There was this awesome time in Calgary when there was this one guy like in the crowd doing like the most fast dance I've ever seen in my life, and he jumped in front of, there was like a fence kind of blocking like between us and like the audience, and he had like jumped the fence and was like just busting it like super hard, like staring me right in the face, and like I broke out like during mid song. I was laughing so hard, and I had to stop and like regroup. And then at the end of the song, I was like apologizing to the audience that I was like giggling. And then I was like, "You guys have to watch this guy dance." And then I called him up on stage, and we just like busted into a jam, and he just like broke out dancing. And then he just started taking his clothes off as he was dancing, and stripped down on
Whoa.
Stage, which was pretty amazing. And the security guards kind of like pulled him off, and it was pretty. Surreal.
Way to go, Calgary.
Yeah.
The last place I'd expect something like that to happen.
I don't know. The Calgarians are pretty crazy. Not as crazy as some of the other places. But, they're pretty nuts. That's the one that I can think of off the top of my head.
That is pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I mean, he was, like, about to, you know, rip off his underwear. It kind of stopped him.
Kind of stopping. It's hard to stop, you know. It takes a brave move to stop someone doing that.
Yeah.
But then again, you kind of have to.
Yeah. Could have gotten a little bit rated R, I think. Pretty quick. Yeah.
And on that note, I wish you all the best.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, no worries.
It's been an excellent, excellent time.
Yeah, I've had a good time chatting with you.
I like to end off every interview with a request off the top of your head, a song you'd like to hear.
A song I'd like to hear. Oh, God. Do we need a specifically Canadian track, or does it have to, it can be anything?
It could be anything at all.
You know what gets me stoked in this for summer is Vampire Weekend.
Oh, nice. I'm actually doing a thing on summer songs of 2009.
Oh, nice.
I should have asked you what your choice of songs for summer songs would be. Vampire Weekend is a perfect choice.
Yeah. I can't, like, name a track off the top of my head. They're all kind of bizarre names, I think. Like, Blake's got it in his face. Blake's got it in his face. That one? It's pretty sweet.
I like your rendition of it, actually.
Oh, okay.
You should do a covers album sometime.
I do love that. Yeah, for sure. I'll do it. That and I'll have to do some, like, Whitney Houston cover songs as well.
Mm-hmm. And the Raccoons theme.
I want to dance with somebody.
I used to love that song when I was a kid.
Yeah?
I taped it when I was like 3 years old and listened to it over and over again.
Yeah.
My parents wondered a lot about me.
You seem to turn out okay.
I think so. I still like Jim and the Holograms too.
Oh, nice. Sean, really nice to talk to you. I'm pulling up to my buddy's house, so.
Fantastic.
All right, take care, Sean.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That's the way that we relax. British breakfast is like Darjeeling, but she's too cute to even ask. Blake's got a new face.
broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR. All the songs you heard in that last set share one very important thing in common, important to you, because all the bands in that last set are playing shows right here somewhere in Vancouver tonight. Last we heard was the band Swank, Local Boys, playing the Main Street Festival. The track you heard was Wanted in 10 States, like a certain leader of the marijuana party, perhaps, off their new album, The Survival Issue. Before that, we had Miss Julie Douaron, straight out of Moncton, New Brunswick, paying us a visit at the Biltmore tonight, 395 Kingsway. The track was Consolidation Prize. And before that, we had The Paint Movement, the track Knock Knock, off Are You With Me. Where are they playing? They are playing the Media Club up on Canby Street, downtown. Numerous places in the city you could go. East meets West. What will you do? Now, another band that has been working hard is The Living Things from St. Louis, the heart of the USA. They're in the middle of their Nylon Summer Music Tour, and while they stopped in Vancouver last weekend, they got a chance to chat with Eve Berlin, bassist in the Band of Brothers, and here's how it went. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. Vancouver's amazing. We drove up from Seattle this morning, and it's always a great drive.
Isn't that border fun?
The border is always a blast. They love to pick on four guys in black leather jackets.
Just wait till you go back.
Ugh. Yeah, I know, exactly.
So what?
I guess they think we look suspicious. I don't know.
Must be those anarchy signs on the sides of your van.
Exactly.
So what inspired you four lads in leather jackets to come together, you and your brothers and your best friend, to start a band?
It's really our parents. Our mother was really politically active, and she would always, you know, talk about politics and what was wrong with the world and stuff. And so when we were growing up, we'd always heard all this, you know, babble from her. And then she kind of always told us, you know, was forcing us to read books and listen to all this music and stuff. And we slowly just kind of fell into playing music. And then she's like, all right, if you're going to play music, you got to make music that has a message, you know. And so we started making music with a message. And then we got a record deal, and here we are.
And you've had quite an explosion in exposure in the past couple years. What's changed the most for you since you started until this point?
What's changed the most? I guess the amount of people coming out to see us has gotten bigger, which is nice. And we've traveled a whole lot, seen the whole world, really. So that kind of opens up your mind. Gives you a different perspective on the world once you get to travel it.
And you're going to do Lollapalooza this year?
Yeah, it'll be at Lollapalooza in August. It'll be our second time there. We're excited to go there again. We love Chicago. We recorded our first record there in Chicago.
And you knew who else comes from Chicago? Mr. Barack Obama, the President of the United States.
Mr. Barack Obama does come from Chicago.
So how does a...
Via Hawaii.
Hawaii via Kenya?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was wondering how anyone with a politically charged message, be a comedian or a band like yourselves, finds inspiration in the new Obama era.
Yeah, I mean, politicians are politicians, and you know, it's politics are politics, and there's always, you know, many ways to look at something, and you know, Barack Obama, maybe he's a great person or whatever, but you know, it takes more than just one person to change everything. It takes, you know, the whole world, the whole USA as a collective coming together and making change. And so there's still tons of problems. There's more problems than ever before, and right now is the toughest time in America to kind of muscle up and try to fix those problems. So through our music, as we're talking about stuff that's going on, I think that we're also enlightening and opening up the conversation to start change, just as Obama is trying to do.
So you're going to be objective in your critiques?
What'd you say?
You're going to be objective in your critiques? Not going to take it easy on the new president?
No, why should we? You know, just because he's a great speaker, he's very intelligent, but you know, everyone's just human, and there's a lot of work to be done, you know. So it's kind of a little too early to praise them as much as everybody has been, you know.
Yeah. Although the Bush administration was quite easy to make fun of the past 8 years, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Right off the bat.
And now, yes, and a good off the bat it was. We have a similar leader in Stephen Harper in this country. When you take the stage, will you have any words about him for the audience?
I'll have to think about it for a second. Nothing off the bat, but you get back to me on that one.
Because people in Canada love to diss Stephen Harper.
Yeah, he's the current prime minister.
Yeah. Not saying to set you up or anything. If you actually say Stephen Harper sucks, people will be like, yeah. In a way, unlike, you know, previous leaders.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll keep that in mind. Win over some fans.
Quite a few. Maybe lose a few, but to hell with them. So, what kind of influence does the city of Berlin play on your band?
Oh, man. I mean, musically, it was just insane. As far as just, like, hanging out at all the clubs and kind of getting into all the dark, dirty electronic and minimalistic electronic music that's out there, and like the weird cabarets with, you know, funky jazz and blues music, is all that like really opened up our minds and got us charged about making this new record.
And how does this new record, the Habeas Corpus, how does it sound differ from your previous releases?
I think it's a little bit more upbeat sounding, a little bit more groove orientated, and I think the lyrics are more straightforward and clear than the first record.
Much like the Obama administration, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Upbeat, clean cut, very clear.
To the point.
So
we hate gray. We hate shades of gray, either black or white. Yeah.
I'm sorry, the clouds out there are a big shade of gray for you today.
I know. Vancouver's a little shady gray, a little shades of gray. I'm not into it.
Should have come here yesterday, actually.
It's got to be sunny, or it's got to be pouring down rain, one or the other. It can't be the middle ground.
We're very on the fence here in Vancouver. A bunch of fence sitters we are. But yesterday was like a sauna, not a cloud in the sky.
Really?
Not a day to wear a leather jacket outside, though, I got to admit.
Yeah.
So I'm quite curious as to what the blackout generation is, in your words.
That's something that my brother Lillian came up with, and it has to do with our generation being dumbed down by prescription pills, and some of, like, we're being so pumped up on pills that we're, you know, almost in a blackout, like a coma state, and we're just kind of like, you know, going to the doctor, getting pumped up with pills that are altering our train of thought, and we're becoming zombies.
I've always thought your stance on prescription pills was quite interesting, especially in light when I read about the Viper Room incident.
Yeah, totally.
And the irony of the fact that that place is really only known for River Phoenix outside,
exactly,
dying over a drug overdose, but God forbid you can't talk about drugs on stage.
Exactly.
So, say tonight at Richards on Richards, or maybe any venue, if you had a forum with which to just say anything to a crowd, maybe this radio show, in fact, what would you say to the people?
I would say everyone needs to listen to their own heads and don't let other people cloud up your own ideas and your own way of thinking, and just listen to yourself and be a leader yourself and don't be a follower.
That's some good advice.
Yeah.
So, one last question. Part of your brother's memoirs were made into a short movie.
Yeah.
If you had a movie about yourself, who would you want to play Eve Berlin in the movie?
I would want Winona Ryder.
Good choice.
Play Eve Berlin, yeah.
It'd be just like that Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah, it'd be like the Bob Dylan movie, or one of my favorite movies is the movie Boys Don't Cry, where nice. I forget the name of the actress. Hilary Swank plays a guy, and then they realize that she's actually a girl. Have you seen that film?
I have.
Yeah.
It's good. Have you seen Star Trek yet?
I haven't seen Star Trek. No. I saw Terminator last week, so that was great.
Is that actually good?
I'm actually in Terminator tonight, as a matter of fact.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that, like, you have to go see in the theater. It only makes sense in the big theater, you know what I mean? If you're watching it at home, it doesn't make sense in the theater with, like, the sound system and the screen at all.
Right in your face.
The right way.
Yeah. I actually watched the first Terminator a couple nights ago.
Oh, yeah.
Randomly, and it holds up pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I bring up Star Trek because Winona Ryder is in that, unexpectedly.
Oh, she's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I gotta go see it, actually.
She plays Spock's mom. How random. Anyway, but great to hear from you.
Cool.
I'm glad this all turned out.
Nice talk to you. Yeah, sorry that it was a confusion, but it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. Perfectly, in matter of fact.
Right,
I think I'll get to one of your tracks, but first, got any requests?
Any requests
for the show, yeah.
What song to play?
Yeah, any song, actually. We'll play one of your songs, but first play a request of yours.
Any song.
Yeah.
Why don't you put on... Let me think for a second. There's so many songs. How about... why don't you put on Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan?
Excellent. Perfect choice.
Yeah.
All right.
And then follow that with... Are you going to play one of our songs, or how many songs are you going to play?
I can play a few. Got plenty of time.
Why don't you follow that with current single? It's a song called Oxygen.
You got it.
All right.
All right.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot.
Have a good tour.
Take it easy.
You too.
All right. Thank you.